This is Wild About Utah.
For the mule deer at Hardware Ranch, last November 30th was anything but ho-hum. In the early morning light, the Division of Wildlife Resources was gathering in the parking lot at the ranch. The plan for the day was to capture 8 deer for a quick medical checkup on the overall health of the herd. For this, they needed the help of some helicopter cowboys. Right on cue, we heard the thunk, thunk, thunk of an incoming helicopter. A team of 3 men hopped out. After a quick parley, they were off. A bit like calf ropers at a regular rodeo, the helicopter cowboys would stop a running deer in its tracks by shooting a tangle net over it. Hopping off the helicopter, one cowboy, also known as the mugger, would wrestle the deer onto its side and tie its feet together. The mugger then slid the deer onto a sling, and to keep it calm, kindly secured a cover over its eyes. The helicopter then lifted the sling up, flew the deer through the air, and set it down gently in front of the waiting crew at the ranch. The crew sprang into action. 4 men raced over to the deer, slid it onto a rope stretcher, and carried it over to a hanging scale. 76 pounds, the researcher called out. A graduate student with a clipboard wrote it down. Next stop, a white folding table. The crew surrounded the deer, brandishing some familiar tools. They took the deer's temperature, a blood sample, a hair sample. One man whipped out a yellow measuring tape that looked exactly like the one in my grandmother's sewing basket. Then they looked into the doe's mouth. 3 years, the researcher said, with absolute certainty. How did you do that? I couldn't help asking. Easy, he said, but he admitted that after 5 years, you could only be sure of a doe's age if you took out the tooth under a microscope and counted the rings, just like counting rings on a tree. Then I spotted something I'd never seen before, a black box that measured the depth of the fat on the deer's rump. A very well-fed deer will head into winter with 1 inch, or 25 millimeters, of fat reserves. A deer with less than 9 millimeters will probably not make it through a hard winter. This herd was coming off a very dry summer, a genuine cause for worry. But today it was all good news. The fall rains had greened up the hillsides and time for the deer to plump up to safe levels. Then it was done. The deer was carried to the perimeter of the parking lot and released. As the doe bounced up the hillside to rejoin the herd, I was reminded of a time years ago when I was coming down the slopes off the Wellsville ridgeline and had sat down to rest. Suddenly 3 does poked their heads through the dense undergrowth. We took a long, curious look at each other. I remember thinking how beautiful they were with their long, elegant ears, but they also looked vulnerable. Coyotes, cougars, and cars will continue to take a heavy toll on mule deer. New challenges will crop up. But for this last day in November, it was all good news for the health of the herd at Hardware Ranch and all cheers for the Division of Wildlife Resources for a job well done. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.